Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are live right now so you can pose your question or seek direction for the real-life issues you face. Invite your calls now to 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. We want to hear from you, so don't wait till later in the program when we're out of time. Call right now. 1-800-677-9377. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're continuing to talk about forgiveness, and today the day 9 of the 28-day forgiveness challenge is the fear factor. Sin brings fear into our lives. We're fearful of God's punishment, and the reason we're fearful is because we know our sins deserve to be punished. I love what Paul wrote: once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. You know, sin has always been the problem. When sin entered into the world, sin caused all kinds of havoc. There were consequences, and we're still suffering from those consequences today. But God has a plan to set us free from the power of sin, and that's the cross of Jesus Christ. That's the forgiveness of sins. When Jesus declares to us, "Your sins are forgiven," that is a declaration of freedom. And when we're set free, we're set free from that fear of punishment. This is what John wrote. In this is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. So God reached out to us in love, and when we respond to that love, we find ourselves loving him back. And then he goes on to say, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. So if we don't settle the sin issue, we're going to be controlled by fear. Fear of punishment. That's what sin produces in our lives. That's why Adam and Eve hid in the garden after they had given themselves over to the lie of Satan. After eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they hid from God. Why? Because they were afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of punishment. Sin and punishment go hand in glove. And I think it's very important that we hammer this time and time and time again, because this is at the very root of so many problems that people experience emotionally, psychologically, out in the world today. Yesterday, we heard the tragic story of Robin Williams at the age of 63, hangs himself, commits suicide. He was a genius, a comic genius, one of the most brilliant actors of our day. And if you read all the social media, the Twitter feeds, the Facebook tweets, there's a lot of sadness and mourning out there. And there's lots of people saying, hey, if you're depressed, if you're feeling those deep-seated emotions, seek help. Call the suicide hotline. Don't keep it in. And certainly Robin Williams had had his fair share, or even more so, of depression and hard struggles. And I came across an article today written by Susie Byrne at Yahoo Celebrity. And she took a look back at some of the things that Robin Williams had said in his life. There was a time when he was working on a film, I think in Alaska, and he made the statement that he felt alone and afraid. There are people out there right now who feel alone and afraid. It's so common. I was in New York City not too long ago, and you know, you just have to fight for every step. There's so many people in New York City. Now you look around, and you know that, you know, out of those millions of people, a huge percentage, even though they're just right next to somebody else, feel alone and afraid. And then later he said, I was shameful, did stuff that caused disgust, and that's hard to recover from. That feeds into that verse in Colossians that we just read, that we're enemies and alienated in our minds because our deeds were evil, because of our evil behavior. And here he's talking about that he felt shameful because of the stuff that he did. He felt disgusted with himself, and I'm sure disgusted with about how others felt about him as well. So here was this troubled soul, and here's, you know, some truth that could have helped him. And we're just saying, if you're out there, you feel alone and afraid, you feel shameful and disgusted by some of the things that you have done, God has an answer. God has a solution. And that solution is the person and work of Jesus Christ. His shed blood on the cross, the death that he died, can set you free from those feelings and can give you a measure of hope that can turn you away from those thoughts and attitudes. And so if that's where you are, or if you know people,
yes,
call us today. We would like to talk to you. The number is 1-800-677-9377. Go ahead and call right now. I think this gives us a good basis for which to talk about the forgiveness that we have in Christ Jesus.
Plenty of open lines right now and plenty of time, friends. So if you are going through some of these things, or as Bob said, if you know someone who is, this is a good opportunity to call right now, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go out to Denver, Colorado, and talk with Kenny, listening to us on KRKS. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, how are we doing today? I know I'm doing good.
Excellent.
My question is about forgiveness, and I feel that, and I'm sure I'm with a lot of other people, that I'm being led by God. But a lot of times in the past, I'm going to use my past as an example. When I thought I did, and I felt my heart that I did, and then I did it, I felt repercussions because the other party did not want to be forgiving also. I'll have to call it, or acceptance of the forgiveness, however you want to say it. How do we know, as God, as a servant of God, that we are in actually following God's direction? And I'm going to hang up, listen to your program, because there's other callers, and I thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Kenny, and thanks for your call today. You know, life is about relationships.
Yes.
And the only part of that relationship that you can control is your side of it. Mm-hmm. You can't change what the other person feels or thinks or believes or any of those sort of things. You have a hard time changing yourself. Only as you come to Christ and are dependent upon him can your attitudes and thoughts and actions start being aligned to his thoughts, attitudes, and actions. So that's all we can do is to abide in Christ, to walk by faith in him. So if God's Spirit is leading you to extend forgiveness or to ask forgiveness for something that you've done, you step out in faith. Mm-hmm. You muster up the courage necessary to take that step, and then you go and present that to the person that you've offended. At that point, you can't do anything about their response. You've executed what God wanted you to do. You lived that out. And now you're just going to have to leave the result of that into God's hands. That person can choose to forgive you or choose not to forgive you. But as far as you're concerned, you're at peace with them. You went to them. You said, hey, I did this to you. I am sorry that I did this to you. Please forgive me. You did exactly what the Lord Jesus was leading you to do. Now, at that point, continue to do what the Lord Jesus is leading you to do, and that is to leave the results of that to him.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
That really is all you can do.
Yeah. Well, Kenny, thanks for your question. I sure hope that helps.
And plenty of open lines again, 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Forest Knowles, California, and talk with June. Hi, June.
Hi. How are you both, Bob and Richard?
Doing fine, thanks.
Great to talk with you. Unfortunately, with what happened with Robin Williams yesterday, we're living right here in Marin County, where he lived, and it's terrible. I mean, people are just devastated. It's not just like other suicides that have happened in Hollywood. They're very, very connected to him because he was very much a people's person and giver of his time, and I'm sure you've heard all of that. But I thought back to myself, because back in 1976, I had hit the wall, and that's how I came to know the Lord, was by hitting my bottom like that. And then Jesus, in his plan, in his wonderful, graceful plan, chose to save my life and let me go on these years to see my children and my grandchildren. And I just feel so blessed, and I just feel so sorry that there are people out there that don't know that. I mean, even I had even sought professional help, and it did no good. They told me the problem that I was going through was like if I had a cancer on my hand, and if it was on a finger, just have that finger amputated and, you know, go on with life. And there were no solutions. It was just what people had given in a lot of, and I'm not saying they're all bad, but because I have them right in my family, and there are some that are very good psychiatrists and psychologists. But anyway, what I found was the living word that became my tranquilizer, that all I had was him. And to this day, all I have is him. I heard somebody on your program about a week ago call in, a beautiful lady, talking about isolation, and she wasn't complaining. She was just saying she wanted fellowship, that in her situation there is nobody, and it's the Lord. And I thought to myself, and I know this might not sound right, but I thought how fortunate she is that she has had no one but Jesus, because she knows him probably in a different way than anybody else would. They could lean on other people. And there's been times throughout my marriage, we've been married 43 years, that I felt as though I was just like conducting a symphony for an audience of one. And I feel so blessed now to look back at that, because he chose to let me walk through that terrible, deep, dark valley, many of them, you know, and still am. But he is there. He is the one. He is the answer. It's his word. And though he can use professionals, though he can use all these other methods, you know, I just hope people hear out there that because they're alone, because they're lonely, because the things they're going through, and that he'll take you through it. He said he'll walk through the water with you, walk through the fire with you, and he keeps his word. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I mean, I'm from a large Italian family. I'm the last of seven children. We are so close. We had wonderful parents, though they weren't Christian, but they couldn't step up to the plate when my life fell apart.
Even well, they my can't. Own parents. They can't fill that God-shaped vacuum. They can't fill that hole in our hearts. I know, June, my story is somewhat similar. I had the best parents in the world, and you know, couldn't have asked for more. They loved me. They encouraged me. They were my biggest cheerleaders. They took care of me, provided for me, just exposed me to all kinds of incredible opportunities in life. But there was a point in time where that wasn't enough. I needed my spiritual needs met, and spiritual needs can only be met by a spiritual person, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we need to be connected to him and be born again into his family. That's when we're really anchored in life. That's when these souls can really flourish and grow and become all that God has created them to be. But apart from that anchor, we just drift. We don't know who we are. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what life is supposed to be about. And those who think deeply and those who feel deeply, that becomes a deeply disturbing and troubling reality. And if you don't know to turn to Jesus, you're just left with that. And that pain and that sorrow and that suffering gets more and more excruciating over time as you search for answers and they don't come. That's why it's so important, June, so vitally important that we reach out to people with this good news of Jesus Christ, because ultimately the anchor that we're looking for, the one thing that we really need, is to know that Jesus Christ loves us unconditionally, and will never, ever, ever stop loving us. That is what reaches down into our hearts and our lives and satisfies us and gives us that answer that we need. Well, June, I sure appreciate you sharing your story, and we're so grateful that God reached you and you responded in faith.
I am too. And, you know, Richard, you helped me greatly at the beginning of this year because I really had gone through another one of God's little carved out valleys, couldn't understand it and all that. And thank you for helping me get through, because I'm over on the other side, once again, with this beautiful, the horrible things that were going on in my life, my family, and still are witnessed and are witnessing that. And there's an aroma because they see me getting through all this horrible stuff, that it's not me doing it. Whereas before I was a very self-sufficient person, they're seeing me doing this and they're really responding. I'm not having to say too much. I'm not having to really go out. It's just them watching my life and saying, what's keeping her afloat right now, you know? And I think that's where the weakness comes in. You know, we don't want to go through these things where we look like weaklings and we want people to be so proud of us and all that. But, you know, God has other plans, and I'm just so blessed. I'm just so blessed to know that, you know, well, June, in my family.
Yeah, well, his power is perfected in our weakness.
Yeah. It is.
And
it is.
That's why we can boast about that. Well, June, thank you so much for calling. We sure appreciate hearing from you.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go up to New York and talk with Peter, listening to us on WMCA.
Hey, guys,
hi, Peter.
How are you today? Yeah, I'm truly so sorry for Robin Williams' family.
That is just one of the saddest.
They come to Christ, and him, they will rest and have comfort in him. And, you know, it's just, It's the gospel. It's all, as Christians, it's our job to get it out there. God bless you guys. And as Christ says, I will never leave you or forsake you.
That is the most wonderful promise, I think, in all of the New Testament.
And it's just so sad. I mean, I lost a member to suicide years ago, my uncle, Vietnam vet. And I know, he was like an older brother, and as Christ said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And I pray for the Williams family that they rest in Christ and have comfort, and he may offer comfort to them, amen.
Yeah. Well, Peter, thanks for sharing that. Thank you. I appreciate your heart, and that really comes through.
Guys. Yeah, and God bless you for that's the good news. The good news is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, Peter, thanks for your call today. You call back any time.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have time on the clock, 1-800-677-9377. We want you to be a part of this broadcast. This is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis, and we thank you for joining us. Again, 1-800-677-9377.
I want to remind our listeners out there that we are right in the middle of our 28-day forgiveness challenge. We encourage you to sign up to take part in that. It's a free email that we send out every day, but we need your email address to send that to you, and we would love to do that. So if you're interested in taking part in this 28-day forgiveness challenge, go to our website, basicgospel.net, hit the subscribe link, fill out the information, and then you will get the email tomorrow, and that will give you access to all the previous posts that we have done in this 28-day forgiveness challenge. And it's so vitally important, understanding that we are forgiven, that our sins have been taken away once and for all. That is a cure to so many of the emotional problems that we suffer in life. That brings us to a point where we don't have to be fearful or shameful or guilty or feel condemned in life. We can really rest in the fact that God loves us and that love will never change. So take part in this 28-day challenge. Let this forgiveness of God really take root in your life. And if you know others that are struggling, if you know others that are worried about, you know, what may happen to them as a result of their sins and evil behavior and the stuff that they've done in life, get them connected to this 28-day challenge as well.
Absolutely. Just click subscribe at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to New Britain, Connecticut. Talk with Samuel, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Samuel.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you? I'm so glad that you take my call. I'm going to be brief. As I listened to a podcast of yesterday's mission yesterday, and I listened to it today. And I was so blessed, and one of the things that God made me realize is that this, you know, this new life of the new covenant, we are new to this. I mean, let me put it this way: the old covenant, pretty much, you know, I was raised out of the church where the old covenant was our mentality, and to be receptive of the new covenant, you have to want it, because I have come across people who totally just reject it.
Well, you're right, Samuel, there's a lot of folks out there that still listen to cassette tapes because they've always listened to cassette tapes, and they know how the cassette tape player works, and it's just easier to do. So they're satisfied with cassettes, but technology has moved so far beyond cassettes. We just have amazing things at our disposal today. And for us to take advantage of these new technologies, we have to let go of the old so that we can grab hold of the new. But you're not going to let go of the old if you're still satisfied with it. And that's why so many people have a difficult time transitioning from an old covenant mindset to a new covenant mindset. The reason is because they're satisfied with that old covenant mindset. That's the way I was taught. I'm comfortable with it. And I'm just going to continue on down that path. That's why the writer of Hebrews wrote the book of Hebrews, to try to shake people free from that satisfaction with the old, and to help them see that this new covenant is so much better. But when a person comes to that point and gets dissatisfied with life, they come to the end of their ropes, basically. When something new comes along, it's real easy for them to let go of the old and grab hold of the new. So if somebody's having a hard time transitioning from the old, you just kind of heap the old on them in the fullest sense. Did you know that under the law, the wages of sin is death? Did you know that the standard is 100%? It is total perfection. You can't just, you know, approach it 90% and hope God grades on the curve. He doesn't do that. So you make them see the full measure of what life under the old is all about, and that usually brings them to the point of misery and says, how can I escape from this? And that's when the new becomes a welcomed reality in their lives. So, Sam, go ahead.
Yes, I was going to say, one of the things that I noticed with a lot of churches that I've visited is that they take a lot of pride in the religious activities. And when you bring in with the new, and they look like it's like they have to let go of those religious activities to really appreciate the new, and they don't want to do that. They feel like, well, you know, that's how we glorified by. That's how we affirm that we're doing something right. It's by doing all those activities. And
it's not a rest in what Christ has done. I mean, the only work that matters is what Jesus Christ did through his death, burial, and resurrection, and continues to do in our lives as we learn to trust him. Well, Samuel, thanks for your great call today. We sure appreciate the conversation. And again, our hearts are saddened by the loss of Robin Williams, and the aloneness and the fear and the shame and all of those things that were so much a part of his life. And if you're listening and those are a part of your life, reach out to somebody. And if you can, reach out to us. We would love to reach out to you. You can do so by going to our website or calling our toll-free number, 1-800-727-2828.
You know, this month, for your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, you'll receive Bob Christopher's message called In the Love of God. In it, you'll discover that the love of God is the most secure place in existence. In the Love of God, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, visit basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. Or phone that same number Bob just mentioned, 1-800-727-2828. 1-800-727-2828. Well, thanks for joining us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.